Good morning, Zoe Center. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Oof, God is dealing with me. I'm on assignment. I've been waiting for this moment. I want to say, as my mother would say, good morning, God's best. She always sends a text every morning to all of her children. And then that, it taught me how to engage with my children and been saying good morning, God's best, and setting the tone for the day and what we're called to do. What you're witnessing is me being stretched. I am naturally what man will call an introvert. I enjoy my privacy, my private moment. But God had been dealing with me and saying, you know, when it's called to doing my job, my word, what I've done for you, you don't get to be quiet. You don't get to hold it to yourself. The same way you go in that boardroom and talk to others, the same way you need to speak to my people and talk to them and tell them how good I've been to you and what I've done to you and how I've taught you how to be still so you can hear from me. How to silence the noise of the world. Especially as mothers, we have so much demands on us, from our children to our careers, trying to preserve ourselves, not to lose ourselves. God, how do I get quiet to hear from you? How do I receive my instructions from you? And that's what he has done for me for years. Years. I had to get meek. I had to get quiet. He had to strip me of everything that was blocking me from hearing him. He had to remove the noise so I can get still and get my direction and correction, not only for my life, but my children's life. It's bigger than me. It's about my legacy. It's about our legacy, mothers. Pray for your babies. I'm thankful that I had a mother that taught me how to pray. I'm getting ahead of myself, but I am on a mission. I've been counting down the days for this day. Counting down, because God said, I have a word for you to give. It's what I've been naturally doing with you day to day. That morning that you get up in the morning and you schedule your meetings at a certain time so you can hear a word from me. Not to get ahead of it, but I need to give you a release on your life before you get in that room and you understand what's coming up against you. You know how to seek me. I prepared you. So that word I gave you in the morning, you know how to apply. Say, thank you, Jesus. I know what that word is for. I see you, devil. Not today. Not today. Taught me how to move, how to be still, how to be okay in silence and know that I'm where I'm supposed to be. Not to be nervous, but to be at peace. True peace. True peace. Many of us are so booked and busy and pretending that we are unbothered. You booked with trying to get those titles, those accolades, those degrees, and busy trying to make it happen and pretending you're unbothered. And that unbothered is sickness, depression, uneasiness, not knowing what true peace is. God says no more. Today is the day. Today represents a day of legacy and to know I called you for great things. Great things. Let me pull my notes up. God is good. He is so good. I had to learn how to listen and stop talking. I had to learn how to listen. I learned in the corporate world how to pivot real quick. I got it. Did I? I was booked with trying to climb that ladder. I was busy forcing trying to make it happen. God told me, you're out of order. You didn't get your release. Did I release you to go out in the day? Did I tell you what your day was going to look like? I said, God, I'm missing something. I'm missing it. I'm missing it. He said, you're not missing it. When I woke you up in the morning, I was standing right there waiting for you to acknowledge me. Wow. Not while you rushing to try to get breakfast out, not while you trying to get your children out for the day, before, not during, not after, Not at the end of the day, but at the beginning of your day.
Amen.
Beginning. So I'm going to ask you, did you get your release today? Not while you got in the sanctuary, when you opened your eyes up this morning and said, thank you, Father. Thank you. We do so many things in the natural that we forget the spiritual. When you travel, you trust that that pilot has this release for that flight, right? You trust in that he's getting his assignment for the day. Did you get your heavenly release for today? Did you get it in the spiritual? That same instructions that those pilot gets tell them from beginning to end, their whole journey is mapped out. I know when turbulence is getting ready to come. I need you to follow down to a lower altitude. Not only that, just in case of emergency, I have alternate landings for you. Again, did you get your heaven release today to tell you what's coming for today, to prepare you when troubles come? Did you get it? And who was your alternate? Who are you calling when you're in a panic, when turbulence or disruptions happen to you? You calling that girlfriend? You trying to call for your mama? Some things your mama can't help you with. She can try. I can tell you my alternate is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. When I feel times of turbulence, I catch myself and I know how to be still and listen. Stop talking. And Lord, what do you have to say to me? What do I need to know? What do I need to be booked doing for today? Psalms 46 reads, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I'm a God. He didn't say, call such and such. He didn't say, call this person. He didn't say, run, tell that. He said, be still and know that I'm a God. I will exalt among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Be still. Know your Father. He is the beginning and the end. We get releases every day. Every day. How many mornings have you rushed out and failed to get your release? Some of us is on the wrong journey, wrong destinations, failed to transfer, long overlays. Because you didn't get your release. And you wonder why you have blockage or I can't seem to break through. You might be on the wrong journey. You at the wrong destination. Because you failed to get that word for today to tell you, God, say, know that I'm God. And I'm trying to direct you, but I need you to be still and hear me. Be still. The gift of stillness is God's peace for our life. Oftentimes we translate pausing or the need to rest as being complacent or lazy. If you're being still with God's purpose, you're calling to do what you're supposed to be doing. Because you're waiting for instruction. Even God rested on the seventh day. Many of us are so stressed out and tired because we're too booked and busy and pretending to be unbothered that we forget what journey we're supposed to be. When God's trying to tell you, I need you to sit down somewhere and get this word. You don't know what attack that your family's getting ready to come up under. You don't know what's going to happen when you walked into that office this day. But I have a word for you to repeat it back and be at peace with it. Stop looking with your natural eyes and you better look with your spiritual eyes. I don't care what I see, it's what I know. Many tables I'm not supposed to sit at, but I am because my Father said there's a place for you right there. Nobody else in this room looks like you, but you purpose to be there to change their hearts. It's about building a legacy. I'm in a season of planting seeds right now for my harvest for my children. And I'm praying to God, what are you tasking me to do? Where are you challenging me to do? Where do I need to be stretched? This is step one. Amen. For me. What does God challenge you to do? What are the non-negotiables in your life? You get up in the morning, you get dressed, you eat, you do all these things. So why is God's time negotiable? Why is it up for a debate? Why does it have to be at the end of the day? Oh, Lord, let me hurry up. I'll go get in the car. I'll catch you here. Why can't it be intentional? You want intentional blessings. You want God's best. But you want to show up lazy and tired and say, thank you, Jesus. What's your priority? I was up at 3 o'clock in this morning and said, Lord, I'm ready for my word. I need my release today. I'm not leaving this house because my life, my legacy depends upon it. Right. And I'm not budging. All right. It's time to stop playing with God. Amen. All these distractions you have, IG, Candy Crush, all of that. Netflix, Hulu, you binge watch all your shows. When the last time you binged in the Word? To where your children's like, Mom, did you prepare dinner? Oh, I'm sorry, I was caught up with our father. You make priority for what's important in your life. Yeah. That's right. So if I looked at your calendar day, what schedule do you have with you and your God? Our God. God had to deal with me. He said, you do strategies all day long for man. Where's our strategy? I didn't send you to school to work in the natural. I sent you to work in the spiritual. So where's your plan? Where's yours? The days of being booked and busy are over. And pretending that you aren't bothered. Some of us right now just came to show up because it's a routine to check off the list. God, you see me, I'm here. But are you? Some of y'all right now, your mind is not present when your body is. You're running your checklist right now. Monday morning's coming. What I need to do. For real. It's time to learn how to be still. And know who God is. Really know who God is for your life. Not what you think, but what you know. So when you walk in your purpose, you can walk up with your head held high. And no, I'm supposed to be here. Excuse me. Get in order. Get still. God is trying to talk to you. He's trying to get your attention every minute of the day. But you're so focused on the wrong things. And it's bigger than us in this room. It's for our children's children. It's bigger than you. This fabric that you're weaving right now is for future generations. I might be tired of sleeping, but I said my children's children's life depend upon it, Lord. I need my release for today. Help me to be a good mother. Help me to know that they know I have a praying mother, like my mother prayed for me and continue to pray for me. She taught me how to be still. Many times, the first thing you want to do is call your mama. She'll say, oh, we need to pray about this. I can't help you in the natural. I need to give you back to your father. Let's talk about this. Let's pray about this. I'm going to show you. I'm not going to just tell you. I'm going to show you. Do your children hear you pray, or is this something that you just do? What's that saying? Do as I say, not as I do. It's the other way around. I can show you better than I can tell you. They need to hear you crying out for God to help me for a direction. Teach me how to be a mother. Just because you naturally birth a person doesn't mean you know how to nurture and mother a person. You better get still and get right with God. Yes. He's trying to talk to you every morning and every day. Every day. But we're so booked and busy with the cares of this world that we forgot the reason that we're in this world and what we're called to do. Amen. Some of us operate out of fear, nervous energy. You don't know what to do, so you just do. You better get still so you can learn how to move with purpose. And when you're moving with purpose, there's a sense of ease and a sense of transition, his transition, to where you say, it wasn't me, it was my Father. I am the sum of every minute, every hour, and every day that I got my release. I know I'm on the right destination. Every one of us should be able to say the same. Amen. Amen. It's time to listen. Psalms 5:3 says, in the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait expectantly. In the morning. In the morning. Not I'll catch you on my lunch break. Not I'll catch you after that meeting. Or let me just get dinner real quick, Lord, and then I'll get that word. Yeah. In the morning, daughter, I'm trying to prepare you. You don't know what's coming around the corner. You don't know what you're getting ready to walk through, or your children, your spouse is getting ready to walk through. You better exercise that seed that I planted in you. You better get in my word right now, and you better get in it quick. The time is now. We see what the world is doing and what's happening. It's time to honor your legacy and what God has called you to do, and not be lukewarm and gray with it, or when you feel like it. Oh, I'm tired this morning. Thankful that we have a faithful God, and he operates on principles and his promises. Because if he treated us like we treat him, we would all be in trouble. All of us. Philippians 4:6-7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request unto God. Every request goes to God. Right. Not your best friend down the street. I need some help. I need some guidance. Everything goes to God. Everything. There's no exceptions. None. It's real simple. It's time to embrace the peace of God and get still and get quiet and get direction for your life. Turn those phones off. Turn those TVs off. Remove the distractions and get still and get quiet. Some of us are running from being still because we don't want God to uproot those things that we've tried to hit. You can try to bury it if you want to. God is watching. Oh, my poor daughter. I'm trying to deliver you that now. Not 50 years from now, but right now. That trauma you holding on to, you need to let it go. That generational curse ends now.
That's it.
I pray for that every morning. Lord, help me. Let me be the last of that. It ends here with me. I'm not passing this on to my kids. But first, I got to call it what it is. Because you don't say it doesn't mean it ain't so. Call it what it is. Give it to God. Your legacy depends upon it. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than you. I know you're saying it's too painful. I don't want to deal with that no more. That person has hurt me. I don't know how to forgive. If you get still and quiet, your Father will tell you. Our Father will tell you. Everything you're running around and trying to figure out in your own mind, give it to God. He has the blueprint. It's already done. It's already done. You just need to see time to receive it and to hear it and to put it into practice. Whatever you hold on to, you need to release it and to trust God. Let God be God. He don't need your fingerprints on his blueprint for your life. He don't. He just needs you to show up and read it and say, Father, I hear you and I thank you. Thank you for not giving up on me, but hearing me and holding my hand through this. It's time, y'all. It's time to be booked with your Father's business, our Father's business, and busy making it happen. So I can show up in peace and really say I'm not bothered because I'm on assignment. I don't care who's looking at me and watching me. I know what I'm doing, I'm called to do, I'm supposed to do. Period. Second Samuel 22:7 says, in my distress, I called to the Lord. I called out to my God. From his temple, he heard my voice, my cry came to his ears. Everything that you say, God hears. Everything that you say and don't say, he already knows. He's trying to free you from it. Trying to free you from it. It's time to get still and really come before God and let him know what's on your heart and what you need help with and what my assignment is, Lord. I know I have this strategy of what my life I thought it's supposed to be, but I need to understand what I'm called to be. So then you can operate on what I know and not what I think. You move differently. You see the world differently. You respond differently. My prayer is like, Lord, teach me how to respond and not react. In other words, help run your filter through my life. So when I do speak, it's with intention. And it's honoring you and who I am in you. So when they see me, they know, oh, something about her. It's my Father. Blessed are those who listen to me. This is Proverbs 8:34-5. Blessed are those who listen to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. 35. For those who find me find life and receive favor from the Lord. He didn't say Monday through Friday. He didn't say Wednesday or when you feel like it. He said daily. Daily. That word I gave you yesterday may not apply today. There's a new threat today. There's a new blessing today that you need to be able to catch and see. There's a quote that says that coincidence is God's being anonymous. Not for me. Because I'm in tune with my God. When he's moving quietly, I see you, Father. You told me it was going to happen. I see it. It's no coincidence. It's by design. All right. But I had to get still and listen to get clear on what I'm supposed to do. I had to release some things in my life. I had to get still. I had to get meek. I had to realize and operate that God designed all of us. We are unique. There's nobody else like you. There is a 1 in 2 trillion chance that you will be born. That's the natural content. And what we believe and know, we were made by design. It's not by chance. So that one in trillion is nothing for our Father. Nothing. Are you watching daily at his door? Or are you busy building a life you forgot to call to build your legacy? Are you just here for the right now? What are you booking your life with? And trying to force to make it work. And God said, that's not for you. But if you would have listened to me this morning, you would have known your trajectory would have changed. But you were so busy trying to prove a point and forcing the issue. You out of order. How you see yourself will determine what you see for yourself. How do you see yourself? Do you know how God sees you? Do you know what your purpose is? Do you know how to rest? Do you know about balance and how to apply that? God said, I didn't call you to work yourself into an early grave. I didn't call you to work yourself into a sickness to where you come home depleted and you can't even be present with your family because you didn't give your world, the world, your best and leave the rest for your family and me. You're out of order. It's bigger than you. What is your legacy? What are you called to do? What is your blockers? What's preventing you from getting still? Is it fear? Is it fearful? You fearful that God's gonna cause you into a space where I know you're uncomfortable? Where you need to forgive somebody, where you've been holding on to unforgiveness? When Jesus was nailed to the cross, he didn't say, Father God, open up your heavens of gate and cast them down. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Amen. Forgive them. Amen. So if he can walk in forgiveness, why can't you? Amen. Because you're insulted, your ego's hurt, and you're carrying all that strife. To where, Lord, I know you're going to hold me accountable if I get still. But for you to get what God has to all for you, you have to get still and get his instructions. Amen. And his correction for your life. Amen. And to know I'm on the right path. I'm doing the work that my Father has called me to do. I know I belong here. Psalms 56:11, in God I trust, I am not afraid. What can man do to me? What can man do to you? Why are you worried about somebody else's opinion when you're on your Heavenly Father's assignment? Why? Lord, I feel uncomfortable. Well, I need you to get comfortable because you belong where there. I've already paved the way for you. You belong where I sent you. Hold your head up, daughter. It's bigger than you. I'm setting the tone so they can be the last of discrimination and you being the only one in the room. So hiring practices can change. Lord, I'm tired of being the first. You are the first and the last. You are the last of that practice. This reminds me of David. When David was seized by the Philistines and he was captured. Not only captured, but he was tortured. but he knew to put his trust in God. He knew to trust God when the threat of his life, he knew to get still and cry out to God. Who are you crying out to? Who are you sitting in front of? Who are you running to call or text? I need help. Instead of saying, Father God, I come from you. I need you to touch me. I need a word from you. Thank you, God. It's time to operate in God's expectations and not your experiences. Forgive yourself, forgive others. God has called you to greatness. Do you know that? Do you honestly know that? You are wonderfully made in his image. And if you knew that, certain things you wouldn't tolerate, or even engage in, or even being a listening ear to. I can't listen to that. I can't. I'm trying to speak into you, but you're pulling the word out of me that God put in my heart. I should be praying in the word. Now I'm distracted by what you've brought to me. Because I'm operating out of a hurt spot or ego. Because I can help you. I can fix it. I'm not your source. God is your source. We run around thinking we can save everybody when we need to be saved ourselves. And you operate out of hurt feelings from trauma instead of going somewhere and get healed. God is good, y'all. It's time to be still and get your daily release from God. He knows what's coming. He knows the blessings, and he's trying to show you. He's not trying to surprise you. He's trying to let you know the trick of the devil is coming. I tried to tell you this morning, daughter. You wouldn't be frustrated because you could, oh, my father told me that this morning. That's the best you got? That was a good try. But I'm at peace because I know I'm covered. I know my family is covered. Colossians 1, for in him all things were created. All things, not some things, but all things. Things in the heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him, for him. Yeah. Not for you. Yeah. Not for what you think you called to do, or this dream you're chasing. God said, I have a legacy. You're trying to build a life. I'm building a legacy. Amen. It's bigger than you. Hallelujah. But to get it, you got to be still. Amen. You got to be still. God is trying to teach you how to take a breath before you got to catch your breath. Amen. Some of us are running around, don't know if you're coming or going. Just tired. Learning how to mask it, put on a bright face, a pretty face. Right? Somebody asks you, how are you doing? I'm fine. God is good. And you're in turmoil. Turmoil. God said, I didn't design you for that. I'm trying to give you peace. Real peace. Not peace just on Mondays because you're off of work, but throughout your day, your whole day. to where, Lord, I know how to navigate because you're with me. You showed me how to do this. What do you need to give to God? I had to give my pride. I had to give my pride. Lord, I got this. I know what to do. This is what I learned in graduate school. I can pivot this way. I said, okay, go ahead. Let's see how that works out for you. Go ahead on. Mine came in the form of sickness. Some of us, depression, anxiety, can't sleep at night, just anxious. It's time to surrender, y'all. Surrender. God is telling you, I'm trying to show you what your fruits are supposed to be. I'm trying to give you the gift of my transition. So when you wake up and say, Lord, I know this was nothing but you. Yeah. Nothing but you. It can only be you. But you got to get still. You got to move the distractions from your life. Yes. Amen. Before God does it for you. Ain't it funny how when we get sick, all of a sudden we get such and such on the phone. I need to get right with her. Why does it take trauma or tragedy for you to come right from God? Why? Why does your back have to be up against the wall for you to say, okay, Lord, I hear you? Why? God is trying to say, I'm trying to bless you, daughter, son. I'm trying to do a new thing in your family. Yes. I'm trying to book the right appointments for you. I'm trying to book the right scriptures for you. So when that thing comes against you and your family or that child of yours that's out there acting silly, they won't know what happened to them because you're praying over them from the word I gave in your heart. For that boss that's making your life a living hell, all of a sudden they don't understand why. What do you need? What do you need? They want to despise you, but can't understand why their heart is softened towards you. It's not because you came in here smiling. It's because our Father God has already worked it out. He's working in the background. You just have to let him and believe. Stop being ahead of God and get in sync with God. Yes. That perfect harmony when you wake up in the morning, you're like, Lord, I'm here for my release. I came, when I went my eyes in the morning, I said, oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for my release. Thank you for teaching me how to engage with my children. Thank you for letting me know how to meet them where they need for them to be met. Not what I think, but what I know, because you've instilled it in my heart to how to mother them and nurture them and speak the word of God. My time is running out. Let God be God. He's trying to do wonderful and marvelous things in your life. You need to learn how to be still and give it to God. So many times we sit and pray and we just pray, we're speaking, and God is like, can you listen now? I've heard that prayer. You've been praying that prayer for a whole year now. I had a response for you day two. But here we are, Happy New Year, Lord. I'm still, I've already given you the word. I've already released you from it. Learn how to listen. And really know what God is calling you to do. Say, God, I embrace the quietness of you. The quietness. When you get still with God and you know your path, certain things you won't entertain because your spirit won't allow it. People that used to think they can call you would think twice. Like, oh, no, she, no, we can't. She don't talk like that no more. Or here she come. No, we can't talk like that in front of her. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Because I know who I belong to and what he's commanded me to do and what he's removed me from. And where he's taken me to. It's not about what he's taking you through, but what he's trying to take you to. Bigger than what you could have ever dreamed. It's bigger than you. I like to think about my in-laws who are from Mississippi. And every year we have a family reunion. And the family reunion is held on this land. This land was purchased at a time where colored folks were supposed to own land. Acreage. But like to call the original Dampiers, God put a word in them. They got still and said, this land that you are working is for your family. Yes. It's for your generations to come. When I first went, I cried. I said, this is legacy. This is forward thinking. They got still and said, it's bigger than us. I'm preparing for 5-6 generations. Right. So now when we visit, I can go visit cousin such and such down the road. I have to drive down the road to get to the next house. It's done in such a way to where it's for my children's children. Amen. It was done in order and in principle. Some of us has a tendency when someone passed away, what's the first thing we want to do? Sell that house. Sell it instead of thinking about your children's children. Yeah. And say, that's the place of peace. That's the place where I know that they're going to always have a place to call home. Yeah. You thinking about the here and the right now. You thinking about you. And God say it's bigger than you. But I need you to get still and get quiet and get that release to understand who are your alternates. It's time, y'all. It's time. You need to get still and embrace the peace of God and what he has for your life. If not for you, for the next generation. Break those strongholds. Those generational curses ends with you. I'm not passing this on to my kids. It stops here. I'm not passing that chain on to them. But to get that, you got to understand and let God help you see you. Yes. It's time. Let God be God, y'all. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you.